Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com. And we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Sheriff Mac Show kicks off with a bang. Welcome, Sheriff.
Thanks so much, Sam. It's great to be with you this beautiful Tuesday morning.
And it is beautiful. I will give you that. I've been in the Northwest for a couple of days now. And, man, it is freezing when you get out towards the ocean in the Northwest, even in the middle of June, Sheriff.
That's why I live in Arizona.
Yeah, but it's too hot down there, though. You can never get it perfect, can you?
It's certainly getting that way. The evenings and nights are still really nice here, but it's getting a little bit too hot during the day, which will continue for another 2.5 months.
Oh, boy. So, well, our prayers will be with you, sir, as you are like a frog in the proverbial pot, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Speaking of that, that has something to do with one of your books coming out pretty quick, huh?
I hope so. I have to keep writing all these other articles and stuff for courts and blah, blah, blah. So I'm kind of behind, but, it should be the best book ever, but, I got too many irons in the fire. I'm going to get rid of the fire or get rid of the irons. I'm not sure.
Well, I think you need to keep them all and just keep at it and do your best and let God prosper the rest, my friend. You've accomplished plenty in your life. And there's plenty more to go. That's the good news. Speaking of that, there's a quote echoing down the, what do you call it? The decades, I guess.
Yeah. That's for sure. In fact, Sam, you mentioned the case, the Supreme Court case where I beat Clinton, or the Clintons, or the Clintonites,
or the Clintonites.
It's going to be 26 years on June 27th. That'll be the 26th anniversary of the Supreme Court case.
It's Matt coming up, Prince, my friend.
USA, VS. I'm sorry?
It's coming up, but it's as relevant as it's always been.
Oh, yeah, more so than ever. So, yes, I do have a quote ready that I don't think I've ever done this one. Did you actually know or do you remember that there is a headline in my review of the Supreme Court case that every American should have in their pocket and actually keep several so that you can give some away to people who need to be taught about this and educated. But they actually addressed, Scalia called it prior jurisprudence of the court. So again, as I've told you before, Scalia just simply took us through a history lesson. And in this particular one, he says, finally and most conclusively in the present litigation, that's the Matt Prince case, we turn to the prior jurisprudence of this court. Federal commandeering of state governments is such a novel phenomenon. In other words, it didn't happen hardly ever, that this court's first experience with it did not occur until the 1970s, Sam. The first time that they dealt with this is the 1970s when the
Let me just lay down the founding father-esque understanding of that whole point. If it has not happened until the 1970s, what was it? 1976 was 200 years of the Constitutional Republic, and it hadn't happened until almost 200 years later. They started abusing the states. That's the out of control overreach of the federal government to the point where the justice says here, hey, listen, prior jurisprudence of the court, we don't even know how to handle this hardly. There's only a couple of cases since, and they're modern. They're recent activism from the bench that we've got to stop, Sheriff.
Right. Good point. So anyway, he says, when the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, promulgated regulations requiring states to prescribe auto emissions testing, monitoring, retrofit programs, preferential bus and carpool lanes. And then I'm going to go to the end of that page, because this is almost a page and a half where he discusses the EPA, and the federal regulations simply do not apply to the states. And at the end, he says, we conceded, the government declined even to defend these policies in the lawsuit. The government declined even to defend them and instead rescinded some and conceded the invalidity of those that remained, leading us to vacate the opinions below and remand for consideration of mootness. It was a moot point because the federal government thought this was so stupid. What they had done is they couldn't even defend them, Sam. And now look at what the EPA has done since then. Because, Sam, nobody really pays attention to Supreme Court orders. And that's why everybody needs to get this little booklet that costs $2 or $3. You can get 4 or 5 for $10. Sam, this is so powerful. You know it. I know it. And I really wish the American people would know it. This is the most powerful 10th Amendment decision in history.
And sadly, Sheriff, the media knows it as well. They undermine it and manipulate by finding so-called pretend experts. If the founding fathers can point to pretend legislation, I can point to pretend experts on the law and pretend experts on the courts and on the history of the founding fathers. What the judge is saying here, the Supreme Court justice is saying here, is look, this never happened for the first couple of hundred years of America. And then the abuse started, and he's basically rebuking them. Not only is he pointing to court cases where the states have no authority, but he's also rebuking them for their abuse of authority in a few former court cases. In other words, this has only happened a few times when they do their wrong, and he doubles down in defense of the separation of powers, of the dual sovereignty, and rejects this notion that somehow you can just commandeer anywhere, anytime, as if somehow this supremacy of the United States Constitution means only the limited scope of the feds. That's the lie they're peddling, Sheriff, and that's what he rejected so plainly. All you got to do is read it. But then what they want to tell you is, oh, well, you're not a constitutional scholar. You're not a Harvard or Yale or whatever trained attorney in constitutional government. Therefore, you can't know. But again, they betray themselves, because the truth is the founding fathers set up the Constitution for the average farmer, Sheriff, for the average American, right?
Right, exactly. And you want to talk about Harvard? They hired Mayor Lightfoot from Chicago to be a professor to teach school at Harvard. Mayor Lightfoot, the worst mayor in the country, the one that was pro-violence and destroying the city of Chicago, gets tossed out after just one term by the people of Chicago. And then, of course, Harvard says, well, come and teach school. So, I mean, Harvard's becoming like the Southern Poverty Law Center. losing all credibility and just supporting anything.
And this is the mayor, you got to remember, too, that's got more shootings on her hands than in any other state, any other jurisdiction in the country, Sheriff, by far. Yeah, except
New Orleans is trying to catch up and go ahead of her, but it's still, it's the same type of lackadaisical liberalism in New Orleans, Chicago, San Francisco. San Francisco is almost gone and buried. San Francisco is having such a horrible time. They're trying to beg people now to come and go on vacation to San Francisco, which we've done a couple of times. We wouldn't go to San Francisco any more than we'd go to some of the shooting areas of the cartels in Mexico. It's crazy. But let me do one other thing here with the decision.
Yeah, this is most people Scalia in San Francisco, now. Interestingly enough, they send poop emojis across the internet. Most people do, but in San Francisco, it's not emojis anymore, Sheriff. It's all in the streets. It's insanity as the homeless takes over.
So
the community.
I wanted to finish with one more paragraph from Scalia, who wraps this up, and he says this. This is kind of a great summary of this whole thing. Although we had no occasion to pass upon the subject in Brown because the government didn't want to try to even defend these policies, later opinions of ours, this is the United States Supreme Court, later opinions of ours have made clear that the federal government may not compel the states to implement by legislation or executive action federal regulatory programs. So that shoots down federal regulations coming from either the legislature or the president. And this is why this is so absolutely astonishingly a miracle. And everybody should have this.
Antonin Scalia, ladies and gentlemen, prior jurisprudence of the court, literally slaps down the federal government and says, hey, you don't have any authority for this whatsoever. And he documents historical reality that, you know what, they didn't even think of this kind of abuse for the first couple of hundred years. You want to learn more about this case, get a copy, cspoa.org. There's a summary booklet for a couple of bucks. You can get a bunch of them for hardly any money at all, just really the cost of printing and then the cost of shipping to get them to you. You can share them with everyone you know. The media likes to pretend, and the mainstream press in bed with so-called law experts, they want you to believe that this isn't really even relevant today. That, oh, it was Sheriff Mack, a whacked out cop years and years ago, doesn't really apply, no case precedent. It doesn't mean what Sheriff Mack thinks it means because he's not a constitutional scholar and so on. But ladies and gentlemen, you read it and see what you think. I don't see how it could be more clear. And how these so-called experts at Harvard and Yale and everybody else come up with their perverted, dishonest interpretations, Sheriff, just absolutely shocks me to the core. How they can claim what they claim, but yet you can read for yourself the truth. And it's not debatable. It's not so complicated that you can't understand Scalia's words. The words, like the supreme law, very simple and to the point, Sheriff.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of scholar you have to be to be able to understand shall not be infringed, or Congress shall make no law, or the separation of powers. I can read that and get it. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution are reserved to the states or to the people. I don't think you have to be a scholar to understand that plain and simple English.
Shall not be infringed. See, I mean, shall not be.
Gee,
infringed.
I wonder what that means.
Four words. Yeah. I mean, it's insane. Oh, and then they even debate the separation of church and state idea. You know, they want you to believe that somehow that the government must be protected from the church. Have you lost your minds, ladies and gentlemen, to believe such baloney? The truth is that they didn't want the government to make a specific religion. That's true. They also said that government cannot prohibit, COVID. They can't prohibit the free exercise thereof. look, since COVID hit, they have an all-out assault on all five guarantees in the First Amendment. We have got to learn our Constitution and stand up and say, look, this isn't designed for scholars to interpret. If you people are that far from reality on interpretation of the supreme law of our land, then you scholars need to step down because you're hopeless. And it kind of brings up Tea Party-esque viewpoints, which we've talked about on this broadcast many times, Sheriff. Even last week, I think it was, or the week before, you were applauding some of these folks that gave pushback. What happened is they put up tampon dispensers in the boys' bathrooms in government schools. And the kids just couldn't take it. The boys just ripped down the dispensers, threw them in the toilet. The government schools all pleading and begging and asking, please don't destroy these things. That's vandalism. And I agree it's vandalism. I agree that it's not great, but you compared it to the modern day Tea Party, Sheriff. And I think there's something to this where appropriate civil disobedience does have its place.
Yeah, I do. And if I was a sheriff during the Boston Tea Party, would I have watched as they destroyed all the tea, or would I have participated, or would I have made sure that the redcoat soldiers could come and interrupt them, or shoot at them, or commit another Boston massacre? Sam, I hope that back then I would have been on the side of the Patriots and made sure that their message got sent to King George III with throwing that tea in the harbor. Every one of those people loved tea, but they did that to demonstrate and peacefully protest. You know, I guess if the companies that own the tea had sued them, they probably would have won. And I might have testified that what happened. However, on the children at school getting rid of the tampon machines in a boys' bathroom, I would feel the same way. And I would ask the school, why in the world would you put those in there? And you offended the kids. Don't you know you offended the children that were in there? Boys looking at tampons and saying, what am I supposed to do with these? You know, this has gone just way too insane, Sam. And I'm sure that I would have been on the side of the kids that finally protested.
Well, you're right about that. And one of the things is you said they loved tea. And I agree, they loved tea, but they loved something more. And that's the takeaway for us in modern day, Sheriff. We need to love something more, which is a true understanding of male and female. Whether you look at God or believe in God or not, God said male and female created them. But it's scientifically backed with an X and an XY chromosome to make the point. This is scientific. Mm-hmm. But you know what? You say something as simple as boys are boys, girls are girls, right? And now you're in serious, serious trouble. Even in the supposed red state of Idaho, a young man, 18 years old, graduating from high school, he said only two genders exist. School now invoking the nuclear option. This is the Western Journal. All right. Here's what he said. Listen carefully. Guys are guys, girls are girls. There's no in between, Sheriff. Now, here's the clip of this gentleman and the protest that took place after they said he couldn't walk at his graduation for such a statement. Here it is. It first starts out mellow enough.
Family and parents are hugging and supporting. A bunch of kids are leaving the school in protest. I love it.
Wisely so, ladies and gentlemen. Wisely.
I think we need to mention the high school. This is Kellogg High School in Idaho.
Yes, it is, sir. We'll get to the details in a second. Here it comes. He starts saying, good job.
freedom of speech signs.
Let him walk. Let him walk.
Yeah, baby, come on. When he comes out and speaks, here it comes.
I'd like to thank everybody here for supporting me. They're still not going to let me walk, but they can't take my diploma from me. And I just appreciate all the support. From everybody coming together. I won't forget this. Thank you.
We love you, Trav. We love you, Trav.
Yeah. But Sam,
there you have it.
This is so astonishing. A kid that makes a trite, glib statement about boys or guys being guys and girls being girls.
And that, there's no in between.
And there's no in between. and for that, you get kicked off of the graduation ceremony and you can't walk with your class. I got to ask the school, who did he offend? And even if he did offend, who cares? You know, people offend each other all the time. Does that mean you get fired? Does that mean you can't be with your graduating fellow classmen? They obviously said, people who disagree with him totally thought that the school was out of line on this. What did he do? He made a true statement about something that is so obvious. It's ridiculous and absurd that saying something so obvious, so trite, that he gets kicked off of graduation. How absolutely absurd have we gone in this country and the state of Idaho? Why didn't the governor step in and say, no, can't do that?
Because the governor's a wimp and won't get it done. Too bad Ammon Bundy wasn't the governor. He would have stood up tall, ladies and gentlemen. But again, think about this. This is one of the most red states in the country, so-called one of the most conservative states. You got this whacked out Kellogg High School or whatever it is. And these people literally are not budging. They've exercised the nuclear option. Parents are up in arms.
Right.
All this kid said was something that is God ordained. In other words, articulated in the Bible by God Almighty. Male and female created he them. But it's also a scientific fact that this young man claimed that there are only two genders. Males are males. Females are females. There's no in between. Okay. This is a scientific fact that he quoted at his graduation. Now here's what happened. He said he wanted to say this and they said, no, you can't, because they approve all the speeches in advance. Don't you know? He decided to say it anyway. Well, now they're saying, well, you're not going to walk then. You're not going to graduate per normal. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, civil disobedience, sadly, needs to become the order of the day. They're going to barbecue me for saying this, but are we renegades, rebels, or founding father-esque? You be the judge on the Sheriff Mac Show.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
The Cali Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Cali Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Cali Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Cali Key. The Cali Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build the quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at CaliKey.com with free shipping.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency. Which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a recent graduation ceremony where students were supposed to give words of wisdom to underclassmates, etc. And the problem is, you know what? You can't say boys are boys, girls are girls. There's no in between. This guy by the name of Travis, he's 18 years old in literally in the red state, supposedly the conservative state of Idaho. All right. They call him underclassman, 18-year-old Travis Lohr, L-O-H-R, Lar. Anyway, made the statements, and they literally said, you're not walking, buddy. We're shutting you down. Sheriff, this is one of the most conservative states, the most conservative schools, a small town. You think this has just affected government schools in Chicago or, you know, New Orleans or some of these places that we mentioned before, San Francisco? This is a tiny town. I've never even heard of the high school before, but it's a small town in red state America and stuff like that. And they've gone this whacked out woke, Sheriff.
Yeah, no kidding. This really is a surprise that they would think that they should punish a kid for saying something that's biologically and scientifically redundant. It's totally redundant. That he can't, what is that going to accomplish that he can't walk across the stage? The statement has already been made. He's already qualified for graduation. What does that do to take him off the stage to walk across there and grab a certificate? This is still the absurdity of political correctness of today. And Kellogg High School, the superintendent, the principal, teachers, whoever have had anything to do with this, they should all be fired. And I would hope that kid would sue them for harassment or whatever else that some creative lawyer could do. They probably should have already filed the lawsuit and tried to get an injunction against this because this is all so stupid, Sam. And these are the people who run our education department.
Amen to that. But Sheriff, you've seen the children provide leadership where the parents won't. And this is the point that I want to get at with this whole story. The kids are walking out of the school. I'm glad the hundreds of parents are there protesting this. But you know what? Kids are ripping down the tampon dispensers in the boys' bathrooms in protest going, you've offended us. Stop this. Now they're saying this guy can't walk for saying one of the most simple scientific facts you could possibly imagine. Boys are boys, yeah. Girls are girls. There ain't no in between. Now, I submit to the parents, I appreciate them finally protesting and saying, hey, you know what, let them out. So let them walk out of school. And then, hey, let him walk. Let him walk. But the school just doubles down because they're in bed all the way up to the FBI. If you don't believe me, just ask your local school board. They'll tell you what associations they have. But I digress, except to say, you know what the next step is, Sheriff? What if no one would send their kids to the school tomorrow? What if this Kellogg High School simply had no students next year in class? And every parent just said, uh-uh, we're not sending our kids to your school. You can go ahead and play this gender game all day long if you want to and lie to the people. Just jettison, turn your back on scientific fact and on God's word. But we're not going to tolerate it in our home. Not in our family, sir. Not on our watch. And Americans need to absolutely, we've gone too far, Sheriff. It's one thing to say be kind. Oh, wait, where's the kindness now? This guy just articulates that boys are boys and girls are girls. And they literally, where's their kindness now? Where's their inclusion now? Where's their big tent now? See, can he have that view or no? And what message do we allow being sent in America today when they literally say you will not walk? You cannot graduate. And this is one of the most conservative states, the most conservative small town schools you can get, ladies and gentlemen. And where are we going to go if we let this stand, if we let the school win on this? The parents have got to go a whole lot further, Sheriff, than they've gone. I appreciate their effort so far. It's video worthy, but it ain't founding father worthy. I'll tell you that right now. We got to stand up now like there's no tomorrow. Because, folks, they're literally shutting this kid down and rejecting it. They teach him since kindergarten, 13 years in these schools. And at the end, he's not allowed to state a scientific fact? Sheriff, we've lost it on this one, my friend.
Maybe they all flunked biology. Who knows? But or anatomy. But that's usually part of a biology class. But, Sam, think back when you and I were in high school. Let's just think back. Even when our children were in high school, my children were in high school 20, 25 years ago, okay? What if they had said, and this is a one-liner that each graduating senior gets to say, tell us one thing that you want to leave as your legacy to the people of this school and of this community. It usually gets put in, sometimes it gets put in the yearbook, but the one line that each senior gets to leave as their legacy. If our children, if my son in high school had said as his one line legacy statement, guys are guys and girls are girls, there ain't no in between. If he had said that, I'd go, what in the world are you talking about? And who the heck cares that you ever said something? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. So what? Nobody cares. And yet just a generation later, Sam, we're making it to where you cannot say such a thing because why? I don't get the why today, and I wouldn't have got it back then, but it wouldn't have received any attention except for somebody to say, what a whack out thing to say.
You got that right. This is small town America. I guess it's Kellogg, Idaho. I've never even heard of it. But they've got 346 students in 9th through 12th grade, Sheriff. So you might have 100 graduating students or something like that is all. This is a very small high school. But if we're going to let this happen, how did this school get woke? Most people are believing, oh, no, the woke schools are in Chicago, L.A., Houston, you know, some of these other places, Memphis, Tennessee or whatever, but not in my school. No, sir. This is infected all the way down. You've learned it. It's in your state. It's in your school boards. It's all the way down to the local level. And if you buck it, you're literally going all the way to bucking the FBI, Sheriff. That's where we are in America. And that's why we better stand up now.
How about the Federal Education Department? You know, they're bucking that because they run education in all the forced government schools. And this is just another sign of how ridiculous and asinine our schools have become through the NEA, National Education Association Union for Teachers, and the Department of Education from Washington, D.C., that has no constitutional authority to even exist. And yet we continue to allow this. Good grief.
You got that right. Just so you know, in Kellogg, there's about 2,000 people population. So like I said, it's small town USA. And look, they've absolutely, it's one thing for the school to be woke in the first place. But this school must have funding or backing from somewhere higher, Sheriff. What would make them double down in a tiny town like that? They're doubling down. They've exercised the nuclear option. They're going to the mat, buddy.
Yeah, I was surprised about that. I was actually surprised when Travis got up and said, they're still not going to let me walk. You know, we can protest all we want, and the parents can, and a lot of parents were there protesting as well. And yet they didn't listen. They don't care. And I still want to ask them what would have hurt if this kid had walked across the stage. Whatever little damage he did, according to them, is over. It's done with. Why exacerbate the situation and just bring all this national attention to something that's so stupid?
Now, it said well over 100 parents and students. So out of 2,000 people, over 100 literally did this. And what I find fascinating is the students that are providing the leadership here. This whole thing is because a student won't back down. He wouldn't take it out of his speech. It's all because students are backing their fellow classmate. The parents, sir, are on the coattails of the students here, Sheriff. That's another point to be made here.
Yeah. And Sam, another one at the students or all the protesters, maybe the parents, they were at the very beginning. Did you hear what they were yelling? They weren't saying, let him walk. They were saying, let them out. Let them out, which means the doors were locked where the kids who wanted to go out and protest couldn't get outside the high school. I didn't know they had that capability.
Well, that's what you have in government schools.
I don't know how they were holding them back,
sir. Now, it makes me watch. It reminds me of a movie called Lean on Me, Sheriff. Do you remember this movie?
No.
Yeah, man, you got Joe, the black guy that's in the government school to clean it up, man. The movie's called Lean on Me. It's one of the best movies you'll ever watch in your entire life. And Joe gets it done. And he locks the doors to keep the drugs out and the criminals out and the gangbangers out. And they eventually come and arrest Joe. Do you remember this now?
Okay. Well, yeah.
All right. You got to watch Lean on Me, buddy.
Travis. Yeah.
Well, well, tragic but true. Ladies and gentlemen, our prayers are with Travis. And this just shows you that civil disobedience, I'm not saying just start breaking laws everywhere. But this is civil disobedience that makes sense. What do you want to call it? Common sense civil disobedience? We need more of it, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Joe Biden, meanwhile, instead of backing the students like he should be, he literally doesn't even know where he is. He literally trips and falls as he goes to an Air Force Academy commencement. Here it is.
Now, he Sheriff, points back at the sandbag.
Yes, but you know what? And I don't mean to laugh at the president falling. That's not what this soundbite is about. But Sheriff, why are they trotting and parading this guy around? He makes a fool of himself everywhere he goes. Now, anybody could trip, okay? But when you're trying to run for president for the next election cycle, 4 more years after another year at least, right? A year and a half or whatever you want to call it, a year and then 4 more years or whatever. And this guy doesn't know where he is. He staggers around on stage. We hear him getting prompts from people. He has to read where he's at or be prompted to know what to say and to do and where to go. And this is painting a very serious picture that concerns me greatly of a national security crisis. The commander-in-chief of the free world is in this kind of shape, Sheriff, and they won't even admit it and say, look, let's let this guy basically have a wonderful career and retire. And I'm not making fun of him in any way, but I'm saying at what point are we going to take national security seriously? We can't even say boys are girls and girls are boys. And the president doesn't know where he's even at. He's fallen down. I mean, it is an absolute disaster on the world stage, Sheriff, and no one seems to care.
Well, it is, and that's why I have called Dr. Jill Biden the biggest liar in America, because she continues to support this. His handlers are the biggest liars in America. And Sam, whoever pulled the plug when Joe Biden was on national television and international television, whoever pulled the plug when they asked if they could ask questions, they wanted to ask questions. And as soon as that was asked, they pulled the plug and it was over. Literally, the television stations went blank. And then they had to go to other programming. They expected it to go longer. This is very common. And like you said, he can't give any speech unless he has teleprompters. And he has to read it. And then he doesn't even read those correctly. He reads the prompt. Like, turn the page. And he'll read, turn the page. You know? Absolutely absurd, Sam.
Speaking of that, we need to turn the page and get somebody else in America that's absolutely safe and appropriate to lead the greatest country on the face of the earth. I cannot imagine the commander of the free world in such shape. And the Republicans don't seem to be very concerned about it either. I mean, they love to make fun of Biden and all that kind of stuff, but they're not bringing up the national security concerns that I am. They're not talking about it at all, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not making fun of Biden falling here. I'm saying to you, why don't we have enough dignity to let him retire in honor as opposed to parading him around like a drooling derelict?
But many of them have admitted it. Many of them have admitted
it. Not to do anything about it.
They do it a different way. Yeah, well, like the Democrat National Committee, they have told the other Democrat candidates running for president, they have told him there will be no debates. That is telling everyone, we know that Joe Biden cannot debate. He cannot stand on his own. That is the clear admission. And they don't care who knows it, because they already all know that we all know it. And so, Sam, it's not poking fun at the president. Look at Nikki Haley, the Republican. You know what has become one of her political campaign ploys? Every candidate should have to take a cognitive test.
And I don't disagree, but where's Congress to do something about it, though, and to remove him, gracefully remove him and say, look, we cannot have this in America. We cannot have our national security at stake and in the hands of someone who's not capable of tending that fire, so to speak. This is insane. Meanwhile, we debate
Sam,
between
the
two governors.
Can't do that. Yeah, the Democrats can't take a side. They have to side with the Democrat Party, or the Democrats
will
go after them.
No, they don't. They can stand up for the truth regardless, my friend. They can follow this little 18-year-old kid named Travis, and they can have some backbone and guts and set aside party and game playing and good old boy networks, and they can stand for the most prosperous, safe, blessed country on the face of the earth. And I call out, they need to stand for God, family, and country above all else. All right, now we got the East Coast versus the West Coast. Turns out whacked out extreme Governor Gavin Newsom threatened Governor Ron DeSantis with kidnapping charges over shipping migrants. Sheriff?
Well, maybe if Newsom will arrest himself for not wearing a mask in the restaurant with all his staff and family back a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, one, they could get him for lying, but they could also get him for infecting others. And like the city councilwoman from Nashville said, anybody not wearing a mask should be charged with attempted murder. So maybe they should be going after Newsom for criminal charges of attempted murder when he didn't wear the mask that he was having other people arrested for not wearing. Does Newsom really doesn't want to go here? Because first of all, it's going to expose the ridiculous and unlawful policies of this leftist Marxist governor. And I don't know why he would be doing this unless he's just trying to get ready to run for president himself. But this is really absurd on a lot of different angles. But the biggest one is this. Newsom and his ilk and the White House, including Biden, have all supported unlawful, unconstitutional, illegal entry into our country, and then they have declared themselves a sanctuary for those people. So they're aiding and abetting criminal activity from the border, and now he wants to go after DeSantis for kidnapping people who have been here and allowed to come in here illegally by our own government, including Newsom. And then they want to charge DeSantis for sending them to a Democrat sanctuary for illegal immigration, for illegal immigrants. Sam, did you ever think this could get any more stupid? And we seem to say that every week, because this is absolutely absurd. And I will agree with this point, Sam, just real briefly, I will agree with this. DeSantis does not have the lawful authority to do that. However, he is now in a sack of crap that has been enacted by the White House and Mayorkas and Newsom and the other Democrats who are declaring sanctuaries for them. And so he's doing whatever he can to make it right and say, okay, you want them? We did not want them. We're not a sanctuary. We'll send them to the sanctuary cities and states. I don't believe that could be any crime ever, even though they're right, whoever said it, he doesn't have the constitutional authority to do it. But they shouldn't be here in the first place where he has anything to say about it. They should be in Mexico or other Latin American countries. They should go home and they should stop them at the border. They don't. They refuse. They're all lying about the safety at the border. And so DeSantis doing that is not a crime.
Well, and I got a question, though. When we say that DeSantis doesn't have the authority to do that, if we're going to talk about authority, they don't have the authority to let these people into the country without vetting either. They also don't have the authority. Neither does Joe Biden have the authority to bus illegals all around the country. How are we going to say that DeSantis doesn't have authority, but Joe Biden does? Where does Joe Biden's authority come from, or any other government agency's authority come from to do this either? So again, if Ron's guilty of something, so are they, right?
Yeah, you know, that's a real good point about Biden, because he's definitely been doing it. They've been flying them. You know, most of them have been going by buses, but they've been flying them, and that's Biden. He's been flying them and putting them in highfalutin New York City hotels while he kicks out veterans who have fought in wars for America. And then these people come in from Mexico illegally, and bam. I don't begrudge the people for wanting to come here, but I do begrudge the people who have promoted it and the Democrat Party who is doing it to create their own monopoly. This is the epitome of exploitation.
What I begrudge is mixing those who genuinely want to come here for the right reasons, for a better life, for safety and security, and they're willing to work hard for it, and who want freedom and who want something for their family and their children. Mixing those with and pretending there's no difference between those and hardened gang members and criminals and rapists and terrorists and others, and pretending if we bring up there's a difference in those two groups of people, we're the bad guys. That's what I begrudge, Sheriff. I don't mind those who want to come for the right reasons. You know what? It's a blessed country, and who blame you? If I had to swim the river, I'd do it, right? But how dare you when we point out there's good guys and bad guys and say, shame on us, we're racist. Shame on them. We need to stand. The truth shall make us free, ladies and gentlemen. CSPOA.org. Become a member of the posse today. That's CSPOA.org. God save the Republic. Thank you, Sheriff.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. Thank heavens for Brighty on TV and Brighty on radio. Thank Mike Adams and all the crew up there, Hunter and everybody else, for the wonderful job they do. Bob D and all our dear friends over there. God bless all of you, and thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to, one, help us fund this network, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net, BrightyOn.tv, Brighty on Radio, and more. Sheriff Governor Gavin Newsom threatened Governor Ron DeSantis with kidnapping charges over migrants. Now, I don't understand, how can you threaten Ron DeSantis but not have the same problem for, say, Joe Biden? Or any of the other governors, for example, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has done the same thing. How do you pick out Ron DeSantis? Is it because he's running for president and you want to somehow gain political points with your Democrat buddies that you want to create election interference? What gives here, Sheriff?
Yeah, they need to really understand jurisdiction. And Newsom saying, well, let's see, I want to charge DeSantis for bringing these people to what we offered for them to bring in the first place. Ridiculous. Newsom is so entrenched in Democrat dogma and hypocrisy that he can't see his own stupidity. And so this really is the dumbing down of America, because that's what the Democrat Party does. Not that the Republicans don't do it also sometimes, but this is just politics at its zenith. This is what it has become. Oh, well, let's just charge the governor of Florida. Well, see, do I have any jurisdiction over the governor there? Well, no, but when he brings him into my state, I do. Oh, but I already told him that we're a sanctuary. What do you think sanctuary means, Newsom? So you declared the sanctuaries. They send them there, and because you offered this to them, to the whole country, and then you want to charge him with kidnapping. The absurdity of that, Sam, will be laughed at by the courts. Even liberal Democrat judges will laugh at that, because this is so political. And Sam, why do I keep saying stupid?
And the fascinating thing about this, Sheriff, in my mind, is this. All the migrants went willingly. They were promised a job and a better place to be without crowding, and a place that people would take care of them, because that's what the mayors promised, Sheriff. And they went willingly. How is that kidding? This will never hold up. But shame on Eric Adams. Shame on Gavin Newsom. By the way, who's more stupid? Speaking of the word stupid you used, which one of these two gentlemen are more stupid? We'll get into it next hour with a good sheriff. Sheriff Richard Mack, CS.org, and Sam Bushman. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.